Let the show begin. You guys have fun out there today.
Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content is simply the opinions of the hosts and our guests. So without delay, let me introduce our hosts, George, Tom, and Kelly.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 57 of New Shooter Canada. Tonight, it's an all-ladies night, and we're here with Stacy, Edith, Darlene, Sarah, and Jewel. So on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about what we did in guns, recommendations for Christmas, and we're also going to talk events and emails. So let's get right into what we did in guns. But briefly, what we're going to do is introduce ourselves for those of you who don't know us and also talk about what we've done in guns recently. So, Stacy, you're up.
Oh, thanks. Let me go first. I'm Stacy. I am the admin for the Armed Scrolls Project. I've also been in charge of those T-shirts and the podcast playing cards, which will be coming out soon, I promise, that I'm done working apple seeds for a few months at least. And other than that, what I've done in guns this week, I've carried mine every day. And I bought some ammo at the store yesterday, and I sold a Glock 17 Gen 4 to one of my girlfriends.
Yeah. Ooh. You went and picked that up not too long ago, didn't you?
I did. I don't like it.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
I like my little Glocks. That one was too big. It's hard to carry.
It is bigger. So, yeah, the playing cards. You and I are going to meet up soon. And
2 weeks.
Yeah. So I'll get the Canadians out theirs, and you're going to do the... Have you already sent it to the guys in the U.S.?
I have not sent any of them out yet.
Okay.
And I have not had any time. Sorry.
And Stacy's from, where are you from?
Michigan.
Yeah, she gets to open carry.
I do. No. I get to conceal carry.
Yeah. So, Edith, hi. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm Edith. And I'm not in charge of anything, unlike Stacy.
You are. You're in charge of Tom.
Yeah, actually. But actually, I'm in charge of the squirrel now, too, because one of our friends, he was carrying this little squirrel, pet squirrel, but not a real one, toy one, around. And he handed it over me the other day and said that he needed to travel instead of with him, needed to travel with Sticks and me. So he actually get to see stuff. And he said that he was very upset that he missed... the charity shoot in Canada already, so now he stays with us, and I guess I'm in charge of him.
You're bringing him to the charity shoot next year?
Yes, he has to go everywhere now where we go and doing any kind of shooting or anything, and there had to be pictures on the site. So he went to the apple seed that we had in Bald Knob, and we had some pictures on the site of him being there and watching over everything. So
I saw the pictures. They were cool.
And I hadn't really done a whole lot in guns for the last week. I actually bought me a new carry pistol. I thought I was going with something a little bit smaller that's easier to conceal. And it's a Taurus PT-111 Generation 2. And so far, I had a chance to shoot it a couple times, and so far, I'm liking it. And I actually ordered me inside the waistband Alien Gear Super Tuck carry holster, and I'm still trying to get used to it. And it's a little different, but the gun is a little smaller, so it's easier to conceal than the one that I had before. And I actually like the inside the waistband so far. I'm still trying to figure out the different ways where I carry it. This holster, I got a XD in 40, and the inside the waistband holster is a little bit more comfortable. This one is stiffer, so maybe it wears a little bit after a while, or I just have to push it a little bit farther back. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to do all the different... trying to figure out which is the most comfortable and the best to carry it without, you know, actually showing.
Right. So, what's it made out of?
It is leather and kydex.
Okay. All right. So, and where are you located?
I am in Arkansas, just across the bridge from Memphis.
So you get to carry too.
Yep, in Arkansas and Tennessee. Ooh. So.
And we have Darlene McKenzie on with us. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Just a bit about me. I have been active in gun rights for probably 30 years, and I'm now one of the Ontario directors for the National Firearms Association. I grew up on a farm, and I've been shooting since I was about 12. My experience is more hunting, but in the last few years, I've got into more target shooting, trap shooting, getting into handgun, and over the last month or so, I guess, I've been busy sighting guns in to go moose and deer hunting. Had a moose trip planned, but life kind of got in the way of that, so it had to be put off. But deer season starting next week, and then continuing on with bow hunting after that.
So you'll be hunting for how many weeks?
Deer season is a couple of weeks of rifle, and then bow season where I live. I'm in central Ontario. Bow season goes until the 15th of December here. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sarah, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. So tell everybody all about yourself.
Okay. Well, I've been shooting for just 3 years now. I just got into it kind of by accident when my husband started. I had my license for a few years before because I was working in museums, but I'd never actually used it. And lately in guns, I shot a cowboy match. Now I do cowboy shooting. So I shot my last match of the season last Saturday. And we joined a new gun club this week.
Which one?
We're joining Smith Falls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm outside of, just outside of Ottawa.
Yeah, and are you planning on doing Maple Seed again?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think we're both talking about it and pretty excited about it. I know Mike's really excited. He's been working on getting his 22 back in shape.
Okay, so there might be more information on that one coming out soon. So
oh, good.
We'll contact you and Mike about that too.
That sounds great.
Okay, and Jewel. Hi.
Me. It's me again.
Tell everybody about yourself.
Jewel from northern New Brunswick, northwestern New Brunswick. Most well known for being the wife of Matthew Warning Chaw McClatchy, probably.
And also photographer, official photographer.
Yeah, oh, we yes. love those pictures, Jewel. Those great.
Official butt photographer. Yes. It's probably my calling in life, I think.
Yeah.
Background with guns. I'm pretty much the same as Sarah, minus the licensing. Got into it because of my husband. I've done a couple of actual courses. Tom Nelson, when he was here for the first time last year, I took his handgun course. And I did the Daniel Shaw course last year as well. Didn't attend either of them this year. Dislike handguns. Love rifle. And did the, I don't know, what do we call it? Was it a mini qualifier?
Mini match?
At the charity shoot with
the
mini apple seed. Yeah, really enjoyed that.
You did really well at that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I enjoy rifle. And that was sort of like right up my alley. And I think that, you know, if I was familiar with the gear and if I knew how to use a oh my goodness,
sling?
There goes sling. Yeah,
there you go.
There goes my English vocabulary. if I actually knew how to use one, maybe I would have done a little bit better and been able to do the mag change for the two target section. But
What do you have for a rifle?
I have a maximum total of one gun. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little Marlin 795, and I love my Ting.
Mm. Yeah, you named it.
Yes, I named it because I enjoy shooting the steel targets, the reactive one, the just the little gong, you get to flip them up and then hit the center one to knock them all back down. And just it's just a satisfying ting when it hits. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And yes. And the recently with guns, the closest that I've done is I have a Magnum sitting at my feet and a Seiko over to my other side, and they were playing with the earplugs earlier. So the two of our three cats, the two who are named after guns and
after guns. Yeah.
Yes.
You know who all the gun people are. They name their animals after guns.
Well, our first cat was Winchester. Yeah. And then he died of feline leukemia. So we got the twins afterward, only we didn't know they were twins. So the girl looked like Winchester, so she became Maggie, a.k.a. Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't call a girl Magnum, but we called her Maggie because she looked like Winchester. And then her twin is Yoda. For his looks, not his brains. And the baby cat is Seiko.
Aww.
Just because.
Does he look like a watch?
No. He's a wild thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So. Word. Sorry?
It was a two-syllable name.
Okay.
They work best for cats.
Yeah. Everybody knows who I am, and what I've done recently in guns is Thomas met up with me yesterday, actually met up with both Kevin and I, and we went to the range yesterday and we tested out the grand pistols that he brought up. So on the next week's show, we'll be reviewing the X-Trim, K-22 and the Excalibur 9mm that he brought up, and yeah. So one of them I liked and one of them I didn't really like, and we're going to actually probably use some of terms like flipperosity. That's going to be used. So we'll have that on next week's show. We also I've never tried out Kevin's M&P 22 rifle. I really like it, and it fits really nicely in my arm. And it has pretty good accuracy as well. I shot a quarter size grouping from 20 yards standing without the sling. So there was seven shots that were either on top of each other or were touching each other. So I was very, very happy with it. And I told him that I wanted to use it for Appleseed or Mapleseed. And he just rolled his eyes and told me no. Anyways, so yesterday when we were at the range, it started to rain. So today was just... We spent the day stripping down everything and oiling everything up and cleaning it up and putting it away. So, and that's it. So, so last time we talked about all the guns and equipment that we have. Anybody got anything new that they've added to their gun safes? Stacey, what about you?
I don't remember. Did I have my Glock 43 then?
I think you just got it. Like, literally, yeah. You hadn't used it yet.
Yeah, well, we took it to Ohio, and it failed miserably. But that was a problem on my part. We had put in a extended slide release on it, which does not have enough spring tension on it to work the slide properly. So, the Glock 42 was not working properly, so we used 43, and everything worked beautifully.
It was a nice gun. I like it.
It is a nice gun.
Yep. And Edith, you said that you picked up a new concealed carry, right? Anything else? Did you get anything else?
No. I think I'm going to have to recuperate from that first and go to work some more and get some more money.
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah. Darlene, have you gotten anything new recently?
No, got my eye on a couple of things, but maybe with Christmas coming, I'll...
We can add that to our part of the show where we're going to say what we would like
pick up
Christmas.
Something.
Okay. And Julie, you haven't purchased anything recently to add to Ting.
No, I would be very limited in what I am legally allowed to purchase anyway without having a license.
Well, Matthew hasn't purchased anything for you recently, has he?
No, but I haven't been shooting since the charity shoot. Because I don't think I shot at all when Daniel was here last time.
No, I think you were. You said that. You
no,
were just
I was doing... strictly. I was strictly camera. I don't think I did any shooting.
Mm. Okay. And Sarah, have you picked up anything for cowboy shooting at all?
No, I kind of bought 5 guns in the spring, so I've been trying to build my budget back up.
Yeah. All right.
Took a bit of a hit.
Anybody do any modifications to the stuff they have?
I put a new lighter trigger on my M&P.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when I was doing some IDPA shooting,
mm-hmm.
I started putting a new trigger on there, and I had to get an offset piece for my holster because mm-hmm. it was just sitting way too high on me. So now it's nice and low, kind of like my cowboy draw length. So I like that.
Mm. What type of holster do you have?
It's when I bought the M&P, it came with like a range kit, so the holster was included.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a M&P holster, and I can't remember the brand. I think it's Blade Tech.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know. Mike's probably going to be yelling it at the radio when he hears it. But
Sarah, it is.
It's a Blade Tech. I don't know. But it sits at my waist, but that's too high for me. I can't actually see it when I'm trying to holster it, so I had to get the drop piece for it.
Mm.
I got that at Bullseye shooting.
Do you know what it is? The new one?
I just know it's a drop offset piece. I can't remember what brand it is. Just like plastic that screws in. It's really helpful. So much more comfortable.
All right. So anybody else got anything new?
I've been shopping a lot on the internet, but I hadn't actually pushed the order now button yet. So.
Yeah. What have you been shopping for?
Mostly I've been looking at holsters and a little bit of stuff, concealed carry clothing, stuff like that. I've been looking a lot into that, you know. So with me, just had gotten my concealed carry license a month ago.
Oh.
I guess I'm going to have to start looking more in. I guess now that it's going in the winter time, it's easier to do. In the summertime, it's harder to conceal something unless you just want to go 2 sizes bigger on your shirts and clothing and everything. In the winter time, when you're wearing a light jacket or something anyway, then it's easier. I mean, it's not as hard to conceal something. So I want to be concealed and comfortable at the same time. I don't want to change my whole wardrobe around just because I'm carrying. You know?
I get it completely, Edith. I mean, who wants to go buy clothes that are 2 sizes bigger than you normally wear just so you can carry a pistol with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't conceal carry, and in the wintertime we're wearing mittens and toques and parkas.
We may be wearing a light jacket or something. Well, Stacy probably wearing the same
thing,
but
true.
Down here it doesn't really get there.
I was actually getting yelled at by one of our friends this afternoon about concealed carry and how I was actually carrying my pistol. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's all right.
Why is that?
Because the way it's comfortable, it's in a sticky holster right now, which doesn't have any way of attaching to anything other than friction.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I mean, if it works.
It works.
Just make sure you know where you're putting it back in.
Well, you'd have to take the holster out to actually reholster it, so.
Okay.
It works.
Well, I have discovered that my work pants, I wear a uniform at work, and the holster, both of the holsters that I got right now, the inside the waistband, the waistband of the pants slides up over top of the opening of the holster. So if I got the 5/11 pants and jeans and stuff like this, and it doesn't happen with them, but I guess the material of my work pants, every time when I'm sitting down or something, and it slides over top of it. So if I would have to pull the gun out, which I do when I'm not carrying actually at mm-hmm. work. So when I'm ready to go from the secure parking lot into work, I have to leave my gun in my safe. And so every time I take it out, the top of the pan slides over the opening of the holster. So I think I'm still looking around a little bit and see what else I can find until I find one that's actually, you know, works with comfortable right. and with everything.
Works so. With your pants that you have to wear at work. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so we're going to change things up a little bit. We usually have stories, guns in the news, and all that, but we don't tonight. We're going to do a couple of emails because we ask people to send in emails, and then we'll talk about the emails because the questions they had were pretty good. Stacey?
Yes, ma'am?
Do you want to read the one from Kevin? Because if I read the one from Kevin, it's kind of like...
I can read the one from Kevin. You read the other one.
Okay, or maybe we'll get somebody else to read it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so from Kevin, the last all-women show was very informative and interesting, so I am looking forward to listening to this episode. My first question is about pro-firearms advocacy. How do you think women can be most effective at advocating for the preservation and expansion of our firearms freedoms in Canada? What have you found works the best? What are the best ways to get more women into shooting? My second question is about Xmas. What do you think the perfect firearm-related gift would be? Thanks in advance for the answers, Kevin.
He wants hints for Christmas.
So does this mean he's buying me Christmas presents too?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he's buying for all of us.
Well, he sends all this stuff to my house anyways. So.
That's true. Yes, it is true. He shops in the States and gets everything shipped to Stacey.
Tell him I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. If he wants anything, you better get it in here quickly.
Well, you just told him.
Well, okay.
Yeah, why don't we actually read the next email? Jill, do you want to read it? And then we'll talk about the questions that he had.
Sure. So this one comes from Wendy McCormick. I saw a post that Thomas had put on the UFC Firearms Association page regarding what women shooters want for Christmas. Here's my list for you. So, Kevin, listen up. These are some suggestions from another woman's point of view. More ammo. I tend to go through a lot. Speed loader. Magazines are hard on manicures. And just fingernails in general.
Yeah.
More mags. Loaded. A promise to clean the guns. I do the house. It's the least you can do. I'm kind of on board with this.
Yeah,
I'm liking the list.
I'm on mute because I'm laughing my butt off. So.
More ammo. I see where she's going with this.
Ammo's expensive.
Yeah. Well, Matthew's sort of standard, what do you want for Christmas, birthday, whatever, is give me Canadian Tire and Walmart gift certificates because gift cards because then I can go and pick out ammo.
Yep.
He is perfectly content with it. So, yeah, ammo. Make the guns pretty if she likes that kind of stuff. My CZ75 Shadow is pink. Sorry, salmon, actually. My husband is building me an AR-15 that will be royal blue with a walnut stock. Nobody will be able to miss my guns on the firing line. If you can't do that, then go for colored muffs, a kit bag, or clothing. There are some pretty cool bullet jewelry items I'd like to see under the tree. And finally, find out what your lady is comfortable with and likes to do with her or your guns. Build on that, but be sensitive to her likes and limits. So, for example, if she has no interest in hunting, don't buy her a hunting rifle. If she likes her .22 revolver, don't buy her a Glock unless she's tried it and declared that she is interested in having one. She said, I've shot a lot of...
12-gauge.
12-gauge. All right. That's good. Yep. I know lots about gun stuff. She said, I've shot a lot of 12-gauge, but have no real interest in owning one. If I need one for an event, I can borrow one for the day.
Yep. Makes sense.
Those are some pretty good suggestions.
Yeah.
So hopefully Kevin was pausing after each one. I can speak slowly if we need to.
You can do the backtrack on the on the podcast. And that. Yeah. Do you wanna carry on or do you want somebody else to? She has a list of suggestions too.
Yeah,
that's to the range.
It doesn't matter if someone else wants to continue on.
Sarah, what about you?
Sure.
Okay.
So she has suggestions for getting ladies to the range. So first is organize a ladies' day at the range. Find an appropriate number of qualified instructors that are quieter guys or ladies. Segregate part of the range for this event. Keep the macho guys out as they are intimidating and will compromise the success of it. There will not be it's not a spectator sport, and because new lady shooters can be very conscious of their limited skills and reluctant to try, even if they are talking a little bit more than they're willing to have their skill show. Even people who are shooters before, intermediate shooters, will attend to work on their skills. She says that you should make it affordable, include the cost of ammo unless you can find a local store to donate it. Make sure that you have a thorough safety discussion prior to introducing firearms to the equation. Let ladies try a bunch of firearms, have a variety of small to large caliber revolvers, single action, lever action, and semi-auto rifles, as well as single barrel, double barrel, and pump action shotguns. Start small, let people get used to small stuff, then gradually go bigger. Don't give a lady something bigger than she can handle. You'll definitely lose her on that, and make it fun. Use flower targets or pretty colors or bugs, whatever it takes to take out the intimidation factor. She says that someone says that's enough, then don't pressure them to try more. She may come back another day that way. And finally, make this successful for everyone. Celebrate everyone's participation. Have coffee and snacks afterwards so everyone can chat and make friends. And then have a date planned already for the next event so that people can already start to make their plans and bring friends. And if you need to, schedule different types of events that focus on the different firearm types.
Those are all great suggestions.
Yeah. What are flower targets? I've never heard of those.
I think what she means is printing off targets that are,
flowery.
Even when you do flower targets, the guys all think they're bats or frogs or something. So.
It might be something that explodes pink. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be fun.
That's a reactive target.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
When you put a balloon filled with glitter.
That would be amazing. You're a superstar.
We'll glitter bomb the range instead of your workplace.
That would be fun.
I wonder how they'd like that. Hey, I think we need to do that for the charity shoot. Let's do that. Glitter bomb.
Well,
if it's biodegradable, why not? What's it going to hurt?
Well, there was things that we were looking at. Kevin and I have been brainstorming, and then we've been proposing this stuff. And one of the things that we were looking at was balsa wood, with the silhouette. We were looking at balsa wood. We picked up some dinosaurs. One day at the range, we stapled them to the targets, and I killed some dinosaurs. It was fun. I was doing my math at the same time. It was just prior to us going down to Ohio, so I still couldn't get my math right. But
yeah, it's all right.
Kelly, what's 7 divided by?
I don't know. 2, 7. I don't know. Anyways, those are really good suggestions. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find an article that would cover some of that stuff, and there wasn't really much out there. It kind of talked about what Wendy talked about as well. But, well, actually, let's cover Kevin's email. Let's talk about Christmas. So what does everybody want, or what does everybody have on their Christmas list? Stacy, what do you want?
Gift cards.
Okay.
I would much rather go to the store and pick out the stuff that I want, so I know that I'm getting what I want in relation to my pistols or my rifles. I mean, I could send somebody to go buy ammo, but it's not going to be what I'm looking for. So I'm very particular where that comes with that stuff. So I'll just go buy it myself.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I have had people in the past buy me some of those targets like Jewel was just talking about, the little flip targets for the 22s, and those are kind of fun. But generally, just gift cards. It's easier.
It's even better if you have a friend who works with spare metal parts and can make them for you at work.
So, Jewel, are we hearing?
Like that. Are you guys volunteering? That'd be awesome.
I was like, I think I hear Jewel and Matt volunteering to get us all Christmas presents.
Sure, we'll talk to our buddy downriver. Hey, Curtis, guess what? All that spare time at work?
Does he have a plasma cutter?
I don't know.
That cuts out shapes?
And metal? He potentially, because we had toyed around with the idea of getting him to make us a set of silhouette targets at one point in time. Okay. And he was looking into it. So I want to say possibly, like, it's all at work, like, not in his personal workshop or anything, but where he works. He's got a lot of downtime.
Hi, Curtis.
Runs.
How are you? My name's Kelly. I'm planning the charity event. Anyways, maybe we can talk later. All right. So, Edith, what about you? What are you looking for Christmas? More pants?
Yeah, that too. Hadn't really thought about it that much. Actually, since y'all were talking about them target and stuff, you remember the targets that we shot at with the rifles at the charity shoot at the Rest of Gush Gun Club? I wouldn't mind if that guy, if he's into that kind of stuff, to make me a set of them, the little ducks and, you know, all the little different animals to cut out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about George.
No. Well, some of them cutouts wouldn't be that bad either, but I guess you got to ask Tilty for them.
I was gonna say we can offshoot that one.
George?
Yeah.
Oh, poor George.
That's what happens when you don't attend the charity shoot.
I know.
You get blowed up.
Yep. I wouldn't mind a set of them. Them little.
The silhouette targets.
Yes, they were real nice, and I've been mentioned that a couple of times. I just got nobody around here that makes them. I have to find somebody, I guess. And I guess I would take M1 Garand
as well.
Okay, so let's make sure Styx heard that correctly. Edith wants an M1 Garand for Christmas.
All right. Darlene, what do you got? What do you like underneath the tree?
I really like the idea of some of the bullet jewelry that I've seen. I think Stacy mentioned that or somebody mentioned it. I really like some of the stuff I've seen. A new range bag would always be nice. I've actually been looking for a 1911 with a small enough grip that's comfortable for me, and still haven't really found something that really seems to suit me. So something like that would be all right.
I was testing out the Excalibur. You might like that one. It's got a smaller grip.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I find that a lot of them are just too bulky for me, but keep looking. That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
I always like getting...
Oh, hello?
Getting any kind of clothing with my favorite gun manufacturers on it as well.
Who's that?
Hello?
Hello? Darlene?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. No, I was just saying I really like any kind of clothing with my favorite gun manufacturers on it as well.
Who's that? All right. I think we lost her again. Let's see if we can get her back. Sarah, what about you?
I've got a Browning 380 on my list.
Oh, do you?
Something I want. That would be pretty fun, and some nail polish so I can personalize it.
You do that.
I paint my guns.
You paint your guns and you paint your mags as well.
Yeah.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, so you know which ones they are.
Yeah, I did that for Maple Seed, so when I was doing the mag changes, I would remember which mag had the right amount of bullets in it, because when we were practicing at the range beforehand, I was always getting them mixed up, so...
That was really smart.
Yeah, so, and I like to, so I paint mags on my guns, and I like to paint the guns themselves. Like, I painted my M&P Lilac to match the back straps that I bought. So, yeah, I saw the Browning, and I wanted that, and I've already picked a color that I want to paint it, so I'll need to get some of that. And yeah, definitely some more bullet jewelry. I've got a few pieces that I love, so anytime I can get some more of that would be great.
There's someone that does it in Ottawa.
I bought a couple pieces from a lady at the Perth Gun Show. Mm. She's been there a couple of years now. I think it's like Miss Fire or something.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know who it is.
No, but I bought necklace and earrings from her. And yeah, just more costume pieces for cowboy shooting because I just want to get a little bit more into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jill, what about you? And I'm going to try and add Darlene back to the call.
I don't get out shooting much, but because the mini Appleseed piqued my interest, if you can't shoot it with my Marlin 795, I guess a 10-22 and sling and whatever equipment I would need to do the Appleseed or Mapleseed. But beyond that, I haven't looked into anything. I just need something that is actually going to fit my proportionally shorter arms and be comfortable for me.
Oh, Jewel, that's really easy.
Excellent.
Yeah, we can do that really easily. I just need you to take that gift certificate that I sent your husband and use it.
Perfect.
So it's no longer Matthew's, it's yours.
Actually, I offered to do one for both of them, and I can just give one of them a code so that they can just go and do it as long as they do it by the end of the year, which would be great.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
Okay, Darlene, you back?
I am back.
Excellent. Yay. Me, what do I want? Ammo, more ammo, and more ammo. I am thinking about an M&P 22, but I'll probably buy that since Kevin has bought all my guns so far. And what else? I need a good pair of boots for the range. Kevin laughs at me all the time about what I wear. A good pair of boots. So... range boots. That's it. That's all I want. I don't really need anything else. I'm not, so. Recommendations for Under the Tree this year. So, do we cover everything? What do you guys think?
What about, what do you think about gift certificates to different classes to shooting? You know, if there's classes in the area or something, or even a little bit farther away, what about, like, gift certificates for just to learn to shoot?
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to give me a gift certificate to a Mag 40, I'll take it.
So what about a gift certificate or paying for somebody to get their pal or our pal? Matthew?
It's a shared bank account. It's not a question of the money. It's a question of me having the time and the motivation to go and do it.
Yeah. Mine was a gift. Mine was it was a present. And I kind of didn't really want to go, but I went anyways, but I had a blast. And now I'm happy. So that's for the pal and the RPAL. It was fun. I was thinking about things like, Let's say you decided that you want to go and do a trip. I know that Kevin's having a Vegas trip for work next year, and he was asking if I wanted to go, and maybe we could go to the gun range that's down in Vegas. So maybe that might be something that if people decide that they want to book a trip, they can actually look at places where they can go and they can do things with shooting. What do you think?
Machine gun, yeah. Vegas. That's where he needs to take you. Just make sure he takes you.
Okay. I will. Is there anything else? Ammo, more ammo, and more ammo?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all that Mike wants. Ammo and, like, reloading stuff, I guess, if you're into reloading. Because that stuff gets expensive.
Right. It'll cut down on the ammo costs, yes.
Yeah. So you could buy more ammo to reload later.
Dylan Press, Lee Press. Yeah. And if you do that. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if anybody mentioned ammo or more ammo. Just throwing it out there.
More ammo. Ammo's getting expensive. So we went to the range. So we went to this is a squirrel moment. I went to Canadian Tire on Friday, and I picked up some more ammo. And my ammo was usually, it's usually $6.50 a box, or sorry, $5.50 a box, and it was up to $8.
Mm. Wow.
So, like, it's just, I said, well, since when? And the guy goes, I don't know.
Is that the Aguila?
Aguila, yeah. It was the high velocity. And they only had 10 packages, and I was going to get 10. And then I looked at the price and went, oh, my God, really? Seriously? And it was a month. And, okay, so if this is seriously a squirrel moment. Anyways, so I was in line. With the guy, I was behind another guy, and then there was another guy walking up and down, and there was two guys there, and I got in line behind the guy that was being helped, and the other guy that was on the counter, he totally ignored me, and he went to the guy that just got there, and I went, really, seriously? Anyways, and the guy behind the counter finally helped me. And he looked at me like I had three heads when I said, can I please have the Aguila high speed or high velocity and can I get 6 boxes? And he goes, really? What do you want? And I said, 6 boxes. And he goes, you planning on doing a lot of shooting, miss? And I said, yeah.
God, I hate that.
Oh, that's so irritating.
And I said, yes. And he goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, I kind of have this thing. If I'm down below a certain level in my ammo. Anyways, he looked at me and just kind of, okay. And I said, and why has it gone up so much in price? And he goes, I don't know.
Anyways, was it after October 20th?
Yeah, it was Friday. So
there you go.
Anyways, so sorry about that squirrel mom. I just had to say it, but it was at the same time kind of cool. Cause they were looking at me like, really? You're a shooter? Yeah. And then I said, I really wanted to take all 10. I said, but the price is way too much. So I'm going to take 6. And he goes, well, do you want the 10? I said, no. I said, it's gone up too much. I said, I'll take the 6. And he goes, okay. And he goes, but seriously, you do a lot of shooting. And I went, it's 6 boxes. It's not that much. It's only 50 no. pack. Anyways.
That's when you say, oh, that's just going to last me this afternoon.
I'm going to say that.
I know. I was about to say a couple hours.
And I knew, one, a maple seed's coming up, and I knew that Thomas was coming, and we were going to actually go to the range and shoot some 22. So, you know, I knew I had to go and get ammo. Anyways, that's my story.
It happens a lot, though.
What?
Well, there's this one gun store we go to, and every time I was looking, when I was buying all my cowboy guns in the spring, I was on the counter, like, obviously looking at guns, trying to get help to see some of them, and they just kept walking past me. And Mike was like at the other end of the store staring at a wall, something on the wall, and they kept asking him if he needed help. But I'm like at the counter looking at guns trying to see what they are, and they just didn't assume. I guess they didn't think I was there to buy anything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times ladies will go to the gun store with their
yeah.
significant others, and it's usually the guys that are buying, so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my story time now.
Okay,
my story time.
Your story time.
Okay, so we went to the gun store yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I took the lady and her husband that I sold the pistol to,
mm-hmm.
and my husband and my son went with us as well. And I'm in there looking at the holsters and the magazines, and the guy kind of looks at me like I'm crazy because I'm holding everything because I'm buying the ammo and the holsters and the car pads for my holsters and couple of things, and my husband and my son are just standing there watching me, not doing anything. They're just standing by the door watching me, and the guy's kind of looking at me like I'm crazy because I walk up the counter. I'm like, here you go. It was hilarious. The look on his face was great.
You're the buyer in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
Nope.
My gun store is pretty good. They'll serve us, serve me as well as they love the ladies in there. Sorry, Stacy, I stepped on your toes.
You're good.
Okay. Should we get on to what's going to keep us on the range?
Sure.
Okay. So, Stacey, do you want to read that?
I got to catch up with you here. Okay. Keep us on the range.
Yep.
The only thing that's going to keep me on the range is more ammo.
So go back to question one.
I mean, I don't care really about running water. I do prefer spiderless bathrooms, but, you know, we can't always get those. I don't care about male to female instructors. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the only female on the range. My kids are grown. I don't need daycare. And I'm good. Got me on the range. Give me ammo. I'm good to go.
Okay. What about everybody else? Is there anything that you guys can think of that was keep you on the range?
I just want somewhere to sit sometimes. When you're there all day, I get tired, like, when I'm doing the standing and shooting, because especially when I'm shooting rifles, like, with your arms extended and you're trying to hold everything together, it gets kind of tiring, and sometimes you just want to sit down. So it'd be nice to, like, the range where we were before, there was nowhere to sit at all. So it's either you're on the range or you're in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. That's the one up in, sorry.
Grenville. Oh, yeah.
Is that Grenville?
No, Grenville's got places to sit.
Okay.
The one we shoot at regularly, Stittsville, is just because it's all, we're usually in the pistol base, so there's nowhere really to sit. And I don't know, maybe I'm just lazy, but I like to sit down sometimes.
You're not alone.
Yeah. Also, heaters. Heaters would be great on ranges.
Keep you warm.
Yeah, I noticed Grenville had them last weekend, and yeah, that was a good thing.
Grenville's a nice range.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. For anybody who wants to go, I recommend it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's super clean, and it's in really great shape.
Yeah. So I copied and pasted some things from an article I read. They said running water, clean bathrooms and facilities, female instructors, because some people are intimidated by males, women's nights and days. And one of them said PMS Tuesdays. I went,
that's just what we all want, is PMS Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yes, PMS and women with firearms. That is an excellent idea. Was the author of the article a man or
a woman?
Woman?
It was a woman. Anyways.
Are you sure, or was it just a pseudonym?
Yeah.
So, well, and then going to the next one, daycare.
Daycare on the women's days. Bring the kiddies to the range.
Let the kids shoot, too.
That's a good idea.
Okay, letting the kids shoot, I can understand that. Daycare? To me, that means, like, toddlers.
Yep.
The range is the last place I want them.
Leave them at home.
Yeah, you're going to get away from them.
That's true. Female.
I should mute myself. I was going to say, moving targets? Not really. Not really. Do not send angry emails.
That was Jewel for everybody.
Yeah. Jewel, you're bad.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah. Female directors, female employees, female events. They said potluck. So everybody goes for a potluck and then talk about gun cleaning.
Okay, am I the one that sounds incredibly stupid too?
Hey.
Yeah, that's taking it a little far right there.
Thank you.
I don't know about stupid, maybe sexist a little bit, but not. Yeah. Not necessarily stupid. I mean, food, good.
Yeah, everyone enjoys a good
guns,
potluck.
Good.
It doesn't have to be just for girls, the potluck. You just have a great potluck.
Okay. All right.
Martinis and Glock night. I don't know.
I could go for that. Okay.
Yeah.
And hunter courses. That's what they had. Anybody think of anything else?
You know, the bathroom is the one that I heard most. Most people mention, most women mention a clean bathroom. But I guess it's because the guys, they can just walk off in the bushes and, you know, don't have to worry about
drippage.
Well, I mean, not about anybody walking around and they don't have to expose themselves like we do when they just go in the bushes or something. So I guess that's a legit that women would like. You know, better bathrooms and stuff like this, but all the other stuff, and all together, I think the most important thing is if when you take somebody out shooting the first time, make them enjoy it, the actual shooting part. Because even if you got a clean bathroom, if they don't like it the first time, if they get yelled at or they don't get showed it right and they have too much flipperosity and hit themselves in the head with the gun, they will not come back the next time. I don't care how many potluck bathrooms you got.
It's true, though. The attitude of everybody makes a huge difference. You'll put up with the bathroom if you have to. But it's if the people there are really helpful and, you know, don't have an attitude towards you, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It's super positive and encouraging. Like, when we first started, I don't know, because I was the only girl there, people were always like, good job, kind of thing. And my husband was always really encouraging when we were starting to shoot, and it made me enjoy just the experience and made me keep going back because I knew it wasn't going to be like, what are you doing? And lots of yelling at people, so.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was with me as well. When I went down to Michigan, there's this girl named Stacy. I don't know. Anyways.
God.
Yeah, it's your fault, Stacy.
What? Okay, you're shooting? Okay, I'll take credit for that.
And Sticks as well. And also Red as well. You guys are amazing. And you guys were so supportive. I really sucked.
You did not, so just stop.
Anyways.
I do have something else to add to this list, though.
Okay.
How about finding clubs where it's not still a good old boys club?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we have a couple of those where they're very hesitant with females coming into their club and their environment. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to take a female shooting, make sure that it's a club that is not going to intimidate them the second they walk through the door.
Right.
That's why women's only shoots are so good, because you know, nothing makes women, I think, more comfortable to try as when you're surrounded by a lot of other women that are trying something for the first time. Mm-hmm. I find that most of the guys at ranges I go to now are pretty good. I have to say that it's been fairly rare for me to run into a guy that seemed to have an attitude about women being there. So it's getting better.
Yeah, I've been, like, I went to the Brockville Range and there were older gentlemen there and they were very welcoming to me. And Frontenac as well. I think every range, they've been pretty good for me. But there's also been some people that are it's a boys club, but I think it's getting better.
I think it depends on the region that you're in, too. Mm-hmm. Here in Edmonston, it's very much, like, it's traditionally been, it's Francophone, and it was based on and around the forestry industry. So it's historically been all about, like, hunting and trapping and forestry. So whenever Matthew actually does manage to take me out to the range, I'm usually the only female anywhere around, if there are even other people there. But no one's ever given me weird looks like, oh, what's she doing at the range, or what's going on here? And they don't question it. They're just, you know, everybody hunts, everybody shoots. So yeah, okay, he's got his wife or his girlfriend out. Great. There's no questions, no weird looks. It's nice.
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
So one of the things I was thinking is have more matches for women. I know that it's going to be hard to actually just have all women, but things like Black Badge courses, Three Guns, and Cowboy Action. I know that, Sarah, you are in Cowboy Action, but you said there's not a lot of ladies.
No, we finished our season last week, and I actually had a perfect season, mainly because I was the only competitor a lot of times.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Right. Didn't lose a match, but yeah, when you're the only girl there, that's... And when I went to my very first match, Mike came, and he was kind of dressed up so he would fit in, and he was helping me, and the people, like, one of the guys walked over and was telling him to, like, you know, holster up, and we're going to start soon, and this and that, and just kind of ignored me as I was putting my holsters on, so it's different, But it's fun at the same time, because after I like shot my first stage, everyone was super encouraging and kind of knew, like, oh, she's the shooter here today. And it was a lot of fun. And all through the season, they just treated me like a regular shooter, which was nice, because that's all I was.
So what was potentially holding other women back from participating as well?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the lack of women in it, or they just think, like, it's a bunch of guys. I don't want to go spend the day with a bunch of guys, because then they're just going to ignore me.
There's ladies there watching, and there's other ladies that are dressed up in that, right?
Not at any of the ones I've gone to. Like, if there's another lady there, she's been competing.
Okay.
So we've had matches where there's been, like, two or three other girls, but most of the time it's just me and, like, a wife might pop by every once in a while to see how it's going, but then they don't necessarily watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have more matches. I know that when we had the charity shoot in New Brunswick, I know that they had categories female, male, and that. And I know that I enjoyed that. I was able to do some IPSC and things I probably wouldn't be doing right now I would like to do right now. Give it a try anyways.
It would be nice if we could see more women get into instructing, more women on the board at gun clubs, you know, just more women in positions like that that are influencing decisions at gun clubs, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that, too. I know that at the three clubs that I belong to, women, it's limited for directors. A lot of the women that are there, they're helping their husbands out, either being secretaries or whatever. But it'd be nice if they could be directors as well.
You might actually get more events then for women, like, because maybe the reason why there might not be a lot of stuff that are, you know, matches or events or things like that now is because if it's a bunch of guys on the directors, it might not be something they think about. It just might not occur to them to have a women's only day because they see themselves, they see their directors, and they see their members are majority guys. So it's just something that might not even cross their mind.
Right. And women are the growing, it's the growing population in shooting.
For sure.
We've seen that with the guys that have been on from the university, since they're saying that they're almost at 50% now for their shooting clubs. And also, with the shooting clubs and universities. But, anyways, I lost my train of thought. That was a squirrel moment.
I actually just joined Eagle Lake Gun Club this week. It's just north of me. And I think the president of that gun club is actually female, and she does a really great job.
Where's that located?
It's nice to see. It's near, it's north of Huntsville, Ontario. So, it's south of North Bay. Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful, beautiful gun club. Really kind of state-of-the-art, excellent place.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad that Susan didn't join us, because she had that charity shoot for breast cancer, and she had 400 women there.
I actually attended that last year representing the NFA, and it was absolutely incredible, the amount of women that showed up. And most of them were women that had never shot before. This was their first time.
Wow.
And it was just so
I think we dropped her again.
Just beaming, just glowing. They were so pleased with themselves. And I had one woman come up to me and she said, "Oh, this, you know, this is so great. This is so cool. How do I join this club?" And I'm like, "Well, first you have to go and get your license and do your training." And but they were just so enthusiastic. I did not see one person come back from shooting that, you know, didn't like it or didn't have that kind of first shooter grin on their face. It was just fantastic. And the amount of money that they raise for breast cancer research is just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And I heard the same thing from this year's shoot as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if the fact that it was for a specific charity, for a specific something, had something to do with the success as well, or getting all those women out to shoot. I wonder if that would be something that would be more attractive to the female population going out and shooting, if it was attached to like a worthwhile cause, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. And they got to enter into Winter Glock 17 Gen 4. And they did. They gave one away. I'm just saying. All right. So question number three. How do you think women can be most effective in advocating for the preservation and expansion of our firearms freedoms in Canada? So that's a loaded question. So what do you guys think?
I think just getting out there is a good first step. Like, when you see a lot of, like, I don't know, I guess we see a lot of, like, gun rights advocates and thing like that. It's still a lot of men doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you put more women out there, women see that and, oh, another woman likes guns and, you know, it just keeps going with the stereotype that guns are only for guys and it's an old, you know, it's an old boys club and that kind of thing. But if you have more women kind of at the forefront of that movement,
mm-hmm.
and visible, then you might be able to get female shooters' attentions or even the wives of shooters' attentions because their husbands are, you know, reading the magazines or, you know, seeing stuff on TV or whatnot. But if there's a female there, you kind of take notice because it's one of those, oh, there's a girl. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Like, I'm interested kind of thing.
I think that women tend to talk more and they use their words. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that...
I think you're exactly right, though. I think women just getting other women out shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the old boys club mentality is starting to go, but as far as gun rights advocacy goes, women, in my opinion, really carry a stronger voice. I mean, you know, you still hear a lot of people who think people who shoot, people who hunt, they think of the beer drinking redneck guys, you know, going mm-hmm. out there blasting everything in sight. And yet when you talk about gun rights and shooting as a woman, it tends to kind of blow that that idea out of the water, and I think it's a lot more credible message coming from women.
Mm-hmm. I think also when you're talking about self-defense and you're talking about shooting so that you could fill your freezer and things like that, if it's coming from a female, it means a little bit more as well.
It does.
Yeah. I think one of the important things is that you I said we weren't going to talk about the election. We're not really going to talk about it, but with political parties, join the political parties, and write your MP and your prime minister, even the prime minister, and let them know that it's important to you, and put it eloquently, and tell them why it's important as well.
Sure, it's just about breaking down the stereotype.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And really, as far as fighting for gun rights, I think it's a multifaceted approach. I mean, we can all join the groups, you know, and pay our membership and become a member of one of the groups. And there's a lot of lobbying going on by those groups to government.
Mm-hmm.
But I've honestly always believed that it's the one-on-one. You know, I go out and take somebody out shooting. That person takes somebody else out. That person takes somebody else out. It sounds like a slow process, but mm-hmm. that's, I think, really how it's going to happen, is just getting people out there. If every one person could commit to taking a couple of new people out to the range every, you know, 6 months or something like that, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think starting early would be key in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just getting the nephews and nieces or your own kids, not just getting the boys the BB guns when they're little and are interested in it, but get mm-hmm. the girls them too.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So, and even having those all-female events like Susan had, if you're having 400 ladies there that have never shot before and they get to experience it and also talk about why it's important to have you guns and your gun rights, it's important.
For sure.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything else?
I was just say talking to people about it. Well, probably someone already said that, but yeah, just talking. Like, in my office, it's mainly girls, And already the girl I sit next to, I was telling her about my cowboy shooting at the beginning of the year. And then last month, she asked me to sign her photo for her PAL application. Mm-hmm. She wanted to get into it. And there's another lady who's actually a member of the Grenville Range, but has never shot there. She's just a member there because her husband was. And I was telling her about cowboy there. So she's excited. She's going to wants to come out and see what it's like. And she's actually said she's going to go shoot her gun next year and that kind of thing. So I think just casual conversation even can kind of change people's opinion and mind, because it's something I talk about at work, like my when I do competitions on the weekend and people ask how it went and want to see pictures and want to come out and see and try it and that kind of thing. So just having a positive attitude about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not bad things. All right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think a lot of women, when they first start shooting, and especially depending on who takes them out, they really get caught up on accuracy. And I think if you've got a really good kind of coach taking you out and teaching you to shoot, they will put less emphasis on how good you are and just try to make you feel comfortable with it. Because I've known some women that went out, and because they didn't, you know, shoot perfectly, it was like, well, I can't do this. I don't think I can do this. So I think mm-hmm. if you know, having those instructors that are encouraging and, you know, try and get them to just concentrate on enjoying it rather than being a crack shot right from the beginning is really important too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly it. Okay, anybody else got anything else? And if not, we'll move on to events. All right, I guess we're moving on to events. All right. Julie, you want to talk about SummerSlam?
SummerSlam 10. It's officially sold out. And I think I saw that there are already names on the waiting list
mm-hmm.
for it. So
yeah, July 23rd. I can't believe they're sold out.
I'm not entirely surprised. It's a huge, massive, well-organized, well-produced event at the Restigouche Gun Club. Like, they're just, they do phenomenal work there. So it doesn't surprise me that they're sold out already.
Right. And it being the 10th year, it's going to be huge.
Exactly. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. going to be something really special. So if you didn't get your name in on time, get it on the waiting list. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones.
Some things tend to happen. People drop out. Sometimes. Like Kelly, when she does, you know, she drops out of, you know, Ipswich course, Blackwood Ipswich course. Yeah.
Now you just said that to yourself.
I know. Anyways, I'm going to talk about this not so well organized. It's the 6th annual Canadian charity event, Rockville Fish and Game Club, Saturday, June 25th. So New Shoot Canada is going to be putting it on if you want to attend. We're almost at the point where we're going to open up registration for it. So,
hooray!
Yay!
Yay!
Yep.
There should be a New Brunswick contingent.
I'm so excited about that.
Yay! Like a contingent, like we're caravanning across here?
It depends on how many other people are coming. The last time I think the New Brunswick contingent was me, Matthew, and Trevor.
Mm. Okay. Still, we're still hoping Filthy will
in
join
a
us.
Vehicle.
Could be interesting. All that equipment. Matthew can sit on the roof, right? We talked about that.
I'm pretty little. I don't take up a whole lot of space, and I didn't have to help drive, so it was perfect.
Okay. Since I put this in here, I thought that Sarah, you might be particularly interested in this since you used to work in the museum and used to, you know, dress up and all that. Do you want to tell us about this one?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I actually did my internship at the War Museum, so I was quite excited to read this.
Yeah.
All right, where is it here? Okay, so for anyone out there, I highly, highly recommend you go to this, not just for this temporary exhibit, but for the rest of the exhibits. The Canadian War Museum in Ottawa has a exhibit on called World War Woman. Its description is, the First and Second World Wars gave Canadian women an opportunity to take on new roles, working, volunteering, and serving in uniform. World War Woman shows how their contributions changed society's perceptions of women. So I've had friends who've attended it and who helped set it up, and they've talked nothing but good things about it. I will be checking that out myself, hopefully, and I highly recommend everyone go check it out, because it really was a time period in which women's roles changed dramatically in society.
How long does the exhibit run?
It's temporary, a few months probably. Yeah. I don't have the exact dates. I can pull that up really quick, though.
It started on the 22nd of October, so it just started. So it's going to be a couple months. I don't know if it'll be still here when you come up for the charity shoot.
And Canadian War Museum.
And Darlene, it looks like we've lost her again. Anybody got anything else going on around your clubs? And what about you, Edith, down there?
Nothing really that I know about. At the moment, I don't think there's a whole lot going on. We had MAC 40 not too long ago, about 4 hours away from here, but that was all I knew about. But sorry, Stacy, that's over with.
Yeah, that's all right.
Stacy, what do you got going on?
Actually, my schedule has opened wide open. Everything is done. We are pretty much shut down until January or February, so it's kind of nice to actually have weekends back to myself.
Yeah, you were busy every weekend. You were doing something.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you got in March?
Apparently, we are doing an Appleseed in March. it's going to be March 5th and 6th, I believe.
It's going to be cold.
Blame Trevor. That's his baby. That's when he wanted it. I did Brian's last year, so March 5th and 6th.
It must be March break.
Yep.
Yeah, March break. That's why. Okay.
So it's March 5th and 6th. I've got plenty of room for about 15, 16 people here. We can fit them in. So you have to pack, and hopefully doesn't anybody want to sleep near Jazz because he snores. But
that's what the earplugs are for.
Oh, and you need them on a different level of the house and a different side of the house.
Just don't forget them when we're going to the range.
Yes, we can't leave Jazz at the house next time. We have to take Jazz with us.
So,
we are planning that. Okay. So I'm working on that one and getting your guys' letters ready for you.
Thanks.
Not a problem. I was actually trying to get them sent off to you this time instead of like the Ohio ones that I just sent you a text of them and kept the actual.
That worked, though. We scanned the picture and put it in our binder. It worked.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Jewel, do you know if anything else is going on down there?
Matthew's been doing more plane-related activities than shooting, so I couldn't tell you. And
they had a busy year, though, really.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a member at any of the clubs, so.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Darlene?
Not a whole lot goes on,
sorry.
Anyway.
Darlene, do you have anything that's going on for events?
Not too much, no. Like I said, handguns and that kind of thing are still kind of relatively new for me, but I'm hoping in the next year to start getting some training and getting into it. Ian, my significant other, used to be, he used to run the PAL courses and the hunting courses, and he used to shoot IPSC, so he's kind of urging me to get into it, so I'm hoping in the next year that will happen.
Okay. And Sarah, what about you? Do you have any events that are coming up?
EOSC is having a Halloween IDPA match next weekend.
Oh.
So I'm interested to see what that's about. I'm all signed up for that, but nothing else as far as I know is going on. I just looked up the dates for the World War Woman exhibit, and it's open until April 3rd next year.
Okay.
Yeah, in case anyone's interested.
New Brunswick, you can come.
Yeah.
Come up before the charity shoot? Visit? Anyways. Anybody else got anything else to add to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, closing comments. For New Shooter Canada, I have that we're almost at 500 likes, and so we have a new challenge. We're going to try and beat Modern Rifle... Rifleman. Anyways. MMR. They got 539, so our challenge, and we're currently sitting at 473 likes. So share the page, tell your friends, like us, and that. So anybody else got any other closing comments?
We need more.
Yes.
Yeah, did I actually see somebody find a bucket of bullets up there?
A what?
Did I just see somebody find an actual bucket of bullets up there? I haven't seen one of those in like 3 years.
Yes, I've seen that.
I did too.
I don't remember who it was.
Was it Filthy?
I think it was Filthy.
I think so.
And it was $97 for a bucket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, or it was it 97? Around $100.
About $100.
About $100, yeah. Bolivar bucks. Yeah. Okay.
Those should be the prizes for next year's charity shoot. Just Bolivar bucks. Different denominations.
That's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be surprised. Yeah, it's your prize will be money. It's going to be Bolivar bucks. It's going to be an event. It's a $1 million event.
But you'll have to do a presentation like all of those the toddler beauty pageants.
With the fan out.
Yes, exactly. Yes, with somebody in the crown and tiara and banner to present them to all the winners.
Oh, see, no, but it's got to be Brian and a tiara, and
and he can wear his
sorry,
kilt.
Brian,
and he can wear his kilt.
That's kind of like a dress.
You know, I have a little wand that says princess on it. That might work, too.
But that's your wand. Anyways.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I'll share.
All right. Anybody got any shout-outs? Stacy, do you have a shout-out?
I really don't this time.
Okay. Edith, you got a shout-out?
No, I'm not out of shout-outs.
Wow. Okay. Darlene, how about you?
No, can't really think of anything right now.
All right, Sarah.
Hi, Michael. Just, I hope I wasn't too noisy tonight. He's trying to sleep.
Hopefully we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Maybe. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay. Jewel, what about you?
Oh, let's go with my cats this time, because they didn't get into a hissing, screaming, meowing, fight while I was on.
And you mentioned them as well.
Yes. They were good this time. I'm surprised.
Yay. And shout outs for me. I'm just going to say thanks, ladies.
Aw, thanks.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's do it all again in 3 months.
But no more talk about flower targets.
Can they handle that? Well, unless we come up with some way to do a flower target that's sort of like the Texas Star. Is that what they're called?
I don't know
what Texas Star is.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You mean the loans from what?
Isn't it something you shoot at?
Yeah. There's
and, like, you have to shoot in a certain way or a certain speed?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Yeah. I'm Googling it.
Yeah, it's called the Texas Star Target. It's like a reactive target, but it spins. And it's different, I want to say it's got different weights on them.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't do it. Like it's very precise. It requires precision and speed.
Hmm. Oh, okay, I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So do a flower like that.
Leave it to the lady that doesn't have her pal to come up with this one.
I have excellent ideas. I'm the ideas person. I'm the one that goes, hey guys, we should totally do this. And then I sit back and watch it happen.
Totally do this for the charity shoot. Anyways.
Make it happen.
Okay. Yeah.
But do the guys take credit for your ideas? That's the question.
Well, it depends on what the idea is. If it was something that they go, whoa, okay. I go, yeah, I had nothing to do with this. But I didn't do anything. I just said, hey, what if? Yeah, they ran with it, but just, I didn't do anything. I'm just here.
Was it your idea to blow up George?
I think that was your idea, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I bought the Tannerite. Speaking of which, I still haven't used it. We ran out of time to blow up George. Okay, so I guess that's it. Shall we sign off? Okay, good night, everybody. Oh, my goodness.
Crickets.
It's a short show. It's only an hour and 30 minutes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And keep your shooting classy. Anybody else got anything?
Nah, that I'm done.
Okay. I got nothing. 45 lever with the
Winchester tag. I like my double barrel. Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show. Our audience is important to us, and we encourage our listeners to contact the show with feedback, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact the guys at host@newshootercanada.ca. And please like our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a groovy day.
Trying to take the guns off of us, 'cause I ain't gonna shoot anyone, and no one shoots at me, 'cause I got a gun. I like guns, I like the way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale, well, hell, I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns. God made the trees, God made you, well, hell, he even made me. He gave me this voice so I could be a singer. So you tell me why I've got a trigger finger. I like guns, I like the way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale, well, hell, I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.